Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Yes, the Super Bowl is here. The big game is here. Super Bowl 58 in the city of Las Vegas. This is the first time that the city of Las Vegas is hosting the Super Bowl, and certainly there's an excitement unlike any other. It's a fever pitch, and rightfully so. You have the NFC champion, San Francisco 49ers, going up against the AFC champion, Kansas City Chiefs. And opening night is always one of the most anticipated nights in a Super Bowl week. We get a chance to see the two teams, some of the marquee players, before things get down to the nitty-gritty, before practices and game plans get underway and the preparation gets underway for anticipation for the big one to see who will hoist the Lombardi Trophy. Will it be the 49ers or will it be the Chiefs? The last time these two teams played in the Super Bowl was several seasons ago, and Patrick Mahomes won his first Super Bowl. Also, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, those gentlemen won their first Super Bowl. Chris Jones was on that team as well. And as for the San Francisco 49ers, Brock Purdy was not the quarterback. It was Jimmy Garoppolo. George Kittle was on that team as well. Nick Bosa was also on that team, as well as Eric Armstead. But hey, there's a new kid in town at quarterback for the 49ers. His name is Brock Purdy. I mentioned Andy Reid. He was the head coach of the Chiefs. Kyle Shanahan was the head coach of the 49ers the last time these two teams played in the Super Bowl. He was still the head coach of the 49ers, and he's looking to win his first Super Bowl as the head coach of the 49ers. And certainly, it'll take away that sting and that residue from the 28-3 fiasco when he was the offensive coordinator with the Atlanta Falcons and that loss to the New England Patriots. So I've mentioned the teams. I've mentioned some of the players. Opening night at the big one is always festive. The Super Bowl as a whole is not just citywide, but it's nationwide and it's been worldwide. It's attracted an international audience for many decades, and the NFL just continues to grow its international presence. We've seen with the international series with London, Germany, Mexico, and also I'll get into Brazil in just a little bit, but the NFL has grown far and wide within the last couple of decades with the international series, and the Super Bowl is really a part of that. And we've seen it time and time again throughout the years with the opening night being one of the most anticipated nights of the Super Bowl week, when the media from all over the world will come and talk to the players and just try to, you know, help them, you know, let their hair down a bit before game plans and preparations get underway for the big one. So as I stated earlier, the place where this year's game is going to be held at is Las Vegas, and this is the first time in NFL history that the Super Bowl is being held in Las Vegas, and certainly so far so good. You know, Las Vegas is always a festive city, plenty of good times, and certainly the big one is no exception to the rule. And opening night is always big to do during the week of the big game because, hey, there's media from all over the world getting a chance to ask the players questions and just kind of, as I stated earlier, gives them a chance to let their hair down before they really get into the business and the preparation and the game plans at hand. And speaking of somebody that's always festive, never a dull moment, one of the colorful personalities in the NFL, San Francisco 49ers linebacker Fred Warner. Here he is just talking about being grateful on this big stage.
Yeah, man, we're just really grateful for the opportunity to be back here and chase what we've been searching for, our journey we set out this year to win in Lombardi, and so to have the opportunity against two great teams on this field, man, we're excited about it.
All right, that audio was courtesy of the National Football League, and certainly you heard what Fred had to say. Fred's just grateful, both of these teams deserving to be on this big stage, and as he said, you know, he's looking forward to it. He's looking excited. He's definitely excited, looking for the opportunity to be on this big stage. He doesn't take it for granted. And certainly, when you talk about one of the best linebackers in the league currently, Fred Warner is definitely that. And then some, you talk about a guy that just makes play after play for that stifling 49er defense. And speaking of somebody that's been stifling for quite some time, not just for the Kansas City Chiefs and that defense, but just really one of the top defensive ends, one of the top defensive players in the NFL, Chris Jones. You know, Chris, let's just say it's never a dull moment with him. I mentioned about Fred Warner being the colorful characters in the NFL. Well, guess what? You can add Chris Jones to the list as well. And Chris, very festive in this soundbite right here, just talking about the defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, but also just talking about the Kansas City Chiefs and talking about the Chiefs fans. And also he brought out some, let's just say, some interesting reaction from the other team. Here's Chris.
I think we got a lot of special guys in this group. And it starts with Steve Spagnuolo, our play. And Spags, we trust, baby! Let's go, KC! And Spags, we trust! It's all good, it's all good. We respect that, we respect that.
KC, let's go, baby!
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League. So you heard Kansas City Chiefs defensive end Chris Jones giving big ups to the Chiefs defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo. But also you heard some of the boo birds from 49ers fans out there. And as Chris said, it's all love. But as he said, shouting out to the Chiefs fans, Chiefs Kingdom. Chris, he's hyped up. Chiefs fans are hyped up, much to the chagrin of 49ers fans. And speaking of the 49ers, so the first two sound bites that you heard were from the defensive side of things. Now let's get to the quarterbacks. You know, the NFL is a quarterbacks league. Mr. Irrelevant, well, guess what? He has the opportunity to be not irrelevant, but a chance to be relevant in history, hopefully getting his chance to raise the Lombardi Trophy, 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy. Here's Brock giving his comments.
Yeah, I mean, what a ride it's been the last, you know, year and a half with this organization and team. But, yeah, obviously we got one more. We want to finish the job and been very honored and wouldn't want to be playing for anybody else. Yeah, I mean, we got so many weapons, you know, on offense. You just got to get the ball to the right guy when they're open. Trust the boys up front. Let Christian do his thing, running the game and running the ball. And obviously trust Kyle with the play calls. But we got a squad around him.
If it comes down to it, Brock, and it's late in the fourth quarter, are you prepared to disappoint Taylor Swift?
Yes. I'll leave it at that.
Say it again?
Yes, I'll leave it at that.
Okay, well.
All right, that audio courtesy of the National Football League, and that was Scott Hansen asking Brock Purdy the question about Taylor Swift. You know they couldn't resist, right, Kelsey? Yeah, they couldn't resist asking a question about Taylor Swift. And at the beginning of the soundbite, you heard Brock just talking about the weapons that he has on offense with McCaffrey and Kittle and Debo and just that offense being so sound. And then Brock just also talked about just being in the moment and just being grateful and thankful. And, of course, a little lighthearted, you heard towards the end about Taylor Swift, right? Maybe to put all the Taylor Swifties, put the fans to bed, right? Well, Brock and his crew, they've got to handle business. And speaking of handling business, never a dull moment. Since he's arrived in Kansas City, he has handled his business and then some. Becoming the full-time starting quarterback his second year in the league, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we're watching a once-in-a-lifetime talent, a once-in-a-generation talent. Patrick Mahomes, great arm, athletic ability, the awareness. I mean, again, once-in-a-lifetime talent. What more could you ask for? Patrick Mahomes, here he is on opening night.
Nah, man, it's a dream come true. I mean, even being one Super Bowl, you're going to appreciate it, but I could have never envisioned being in my fourth one, and it's a great experience every time. Yeah, we've dealt with a ton of adversity this season, dealt with a ton of challenges, and we're here. We're playing a great 49ers team, but we're going to go out there, play our best football, and see what happens. I appreciate it, Niners Nation. We're here.
Oh! Niners fans, he's calling you out!
All right. Again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League, and that was Scott Hansen conducting the interview with Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick, one key thing that, to me, and certainly for I'm sure you listeners out there that stood out, was he said resiliency. And the Kansas City Chiefs, they've had to be resilient this year. Offense, anemic at times. Receivers dropping passes, including his tight end, Travis Kelce. They have to find ways to get receivers to catch passes. Patrick had his adversities, the challenges they had to deal with, and certainly that's what champions do. Despite the challenges, despite the adversities, despite the setbacks, despite the obstacles, as Patrick stated before, it was the resiliency that got them to the dance, and they're back in the dance. And again, a once-in-a-lifetime talent. And you heard Patrick say in the beginning, he said it's always fun, it's always exciting, and he doesn't take anything for granted. So we've taken care of the quarterbacks. Let's get some sound from the coaches. Let's start off with Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. Never a dull moment with Coach Reid. He's grateful, and he's thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah, and so we had some ups and downs throughout the year. It was great to see the young guys step up, persevere through the season, and finish strong. So that I would tell you the growth would probably be the biggest part of the journey. Well, it's a great week in a great city. We appreciate the hospitality from the Raiders and Raider fans, because that relationship is not the best always between teams, but they've welcomed us in, and we appreciate that. So, and then I get to play against this guy here, who's a great one, man. And so I appreciate that opportunity.
Right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League. And in the beginning, Andy Reid, again, just talking about what you've heard, some of the things he said in the soundbite, just talking about playing against a great team like the San Francisco 49ers and going head-to-head against a coach like Kyle Shanahan. He, again, a little lighthearted in that soundbite that you heard talking about the division rival in the AFC West, the Las Vegas Raiders. Of course, the Raiders showing them, he said, the hospitality, not just of the city of Las Vegas, but the hospitality that they've received from the Raiders. Of course, they're currently practicing at the Raiders facility, so they've received some great hospitality from the Raiders. And then also you heard Coach Reid just talk about the resiliency, specifically with being proud of the younger players, and not just being proud of the young players on the team, but also just his veterans, because it's been a tough year. You heard Patrick Mahomes talk about the resiliency. Well, Andy Reid basically had that same sentiment, talking about the resiliency, having to bounce back. It was not an easy year for them at all, and they had to find ways to get it done, and somehow, some way, they did it, and they're back with another opportunity to raise the Lombardi Trophy. Speaking of head coaches, let's hear now from 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
These are the best. I mean, this is why we all love this sport. It's why the best sport in America, best sport in the world. Obviously, we got the best fans in the world. I think that's the coolest thing about our guys. I mean, everyone knows the stars we have, the talent we have, but I would describe them as a bunch of overachievers who just love football. They love the physicality. They love the camaraderie. They love the dirty work. And on top of it, they're all some very talented dudes who have a lot of love for each other. So I think that's what makes our guys special.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League. And you hear Coach Shanahan just praising the Niners Nation, one of the best fan bases in the NFL, and just talking more about his team, talking about his guys both on the offense and the defense, on the offensive and the defensive side, just saying that they love each other and the camaraderie is real. And you could really see the camaraderie being real during this Kyle Shanahan era with the 49ers, with Brock Purdy and George Kittle and Debo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey. And speaking of Christian McCaffrey, we turn our attention to the running backs. Mr. McCaffrey, excited to be in this position. Here's Christian on opening night.
What's up, faithful?
Offense, man. I mean, when you look around and you have so many talented guys on the field who play with extreme effort, play with selfless effort, just makes it a lot of fun to be a part of. So I'm just lucky to be, you know, a piece of the puzzle.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League. And you heard what Christian said. He just happened to be puzzled. I'm like, man, he's not just a part of the puzzle. He is a big part of the puzzle. Just less than 2 years ago, one of the best trades in NFL history, with the San Francisco 49ers acquiring Christian McCaffrey from the Carolina Panthers. Big move for the 49ers. They basically put everything on the table to get him, and so far so good. And then he was rewarded with a contract extension. And you just see McCaffrey be such a difference maker on the offense when you put him and Debo and Kittle in the mix, and then you put Brock Purdy in there, and then also sprinkle in some Kyle Juszczyk and Brandon Ayuk, a little Juwan Jennings. Hey, man, it's a recipe for success. And certainly since Christian has been in San Francisco in such a short amount of time, he's definitely provided that recipe for success. And hopefully the recipe can be continued to be taste good. So hopefully they'll hoist the Lombardi Trophy, and hopefully that'll cap off an amazing run that the 49ers have had for quite some time. Let's stay with the running backs now. The Kansas City Chiefs, Isaiah Pacheco, you talk about being tough, being a dual threat running back in his own right, similar to Christian McCaffrey. Here's Isaiah on opening night.
Chiefs! Y'all know what it is. Taking it day by day, being consistent, leaning on one another, going through adversity. We all we got, we all we need. Determined mindset.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League. And just like you heard, Chris Jones, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and now Isaiah Pacheco. That's really been the theme of the Kansas City Chiefs 2023 season, adversity. They've had so much to bounce back from, just the inconsistencies that they've had on offense at times, defense not being up to par at times. But again, that's what champions do. Champions find ways to win. Champions find ways to bounce back. And you saw it. We saw it in real time this year. We saw it, what the Kansas City Chiefs do. And Isaiah Pacheco, hey, he said they have to fight through adversity, and that's what they did. And the Kansas City Chiefs are back in the dance with another chance to win another Lombardi Trophy. And speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, we could not provide you with some sounds from opening night without getting words from Mr. Kelce. That's right. We move to the tight ends now, and Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Let's just say he's had a magical ride thus far in an interesting season, being connected to some interesting celebrities. Here's Travis.
I'll tell you what, man. I leaned on my teammates more than I ever have, and it's been absolute. Y'all are firing me up. Make me want to play right now, baby. Woo! I love the booze more than I love the cheers, baby. Keep them coming, Niners gang. Keep them coming. I'll tell you what, man. I rally around the guys around me, man. We've had a lot of ups and downs this year, and it's only made us stronger and that much more willing to fight for each other. And I'll tell you what, I love this group, and I want this one more than I ever wanted one in my life.
Right, again, that audio courtesy of the National Football League. So at the beginning of the soundbite, you heard Travis being excited. He said he could put on his uniform right now and go play. And again, as the other Chiefs had mentioned, the ups and downs, the adversities, the obstacles, that was the theme of this 2023 season. And Travis connected to some very interesting people, and he says that what he's dealing with outside of football will not be a distraction. He is ultimately focused on this game. He is ultimately focused on the big game, trying to win another Lombardi Trophy. And you've heard some of the sound bites from the Chiefs players and Andy Reid included. It's all about the ups and downs of the 2023 season, the adversities, the bounce back, finding that will to win. And they relied on each other, as you heard Travis say, and they made it happen. And a lot of the Niners fans, they showed their disregard for Travis in a healthy way, in a competitive way. And speaking of the Niners, right, the tight end himself, Mr. George Kittle. Listen, Kittle, we talked about McCaffrey and we talked about Purdy, but George Kittle, listen, he is truly one of a kind, one of the most unique, not only players, but personalities and characters in the NFL. Here's George on opening night.
Oh, man. Well, when you got a running back like Christian McCaffrey, you got a running back, you got J.P. Mason, you got Elijah Mitchell back there, you got guys who know how to run the ball, they run physical, they run violent. So when your whole O-line, your whole tight end, your wide receivers, everybody, your fullback's blocking, with just a little bit more intent, because any one of those guys can take it 75 yards. Just inspires you to play at your best every single game.
The most beautiful thing about the Super Bowl is not about which tight end is better, it's which team is better.
All right, that audio is courtesy of the National Football League. And at the end, there was a reporter that asked George, who was the better tight end? And he just laughed and said, you know, it's not going to come down to him and Travis. Football is the ultimate team sport. It's going to come down to who's going to make the big plays. And then you heard George in the beginning just talk about his team and just talking about how talented they are. They have the confidence, and they're going to come into this game and doing what they need to do to get the job done. After all, football is the ultimate team sport. And that's just some of the sounds from opening night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. And before we get on out of here, the NFL announced that a game will be played in Brazil. Yes, I mentioned earlier on about the NFL continuing to expand its international presence. They played international games in the United Kingdom, in Mexico, and in Germany. And now you can add Brazil to the list as well. In the 2024 regular season, a regular season game will be played in Brazil. And if I'm not mistaken, the game is going to be played in Sao Paulo, and the Philadelphia Eagles will play in the game in Brazil. There's no word yet on who their opponent will be, but the first team has been named in the first ever Brazil game to be played in Sao Paulo in the NFL, and the Philadelphia Eagles will be in that game. No opponent has been named as of yet in that Brazil game, but it should be fun. Again, the NFL continues to expand its international presence. The NBA has been international for so many decades. Also, Major League Baseball is increasing their presence as well. They have an international presence, particularly in Asia, South America, Central America, and they're just continuing to grow their base as well. So the NFL is continuing to follow in that same pursuit as well. And that's going to do it for this edition of the League Wraparound. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more.
Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, "You can do whatever you want." And his dumb goes, "Told ya!" I go, "Oh, no, it's a trap, it's a trap."
Steve Trevino.
Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage.
It's on sale now at BeauRivage.com.
Must be 12, accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change, some restrictions may apply.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more.
Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, "You can do whatever you want." And his dumb goes, "Told you." I go, "Oh, no, no, no. It's a trap. It's a trap."
Steve Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com.
Must be 12 accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
You've seen the specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, "You can do whatever you want." And his dumb goes, "Told you." I go, "Oh, no, no, no. It's a trap. It's a trap."
Steve Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. Tickets on sale now at BeauRivage.com.
Must be 12 accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with America's fastest download speeds powered by fiber. Whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023. How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.